So Be'ezrat Hashem, we're in page Nun Hey Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page, and it's written, yes, page Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and Rav Yehuda said that he heard from Rav. Shlosha tzrichim rachamim. Three things people should ask for mercy for Hashem Yitbarach on those issues. Melech Tov, that you're going to have a good king. Mean good king, someone that is not cruel, not vicious. Shana Tova, good year, that's going to be blessed with.
Meuma.
Eich omrim tevua?
Tevua. Grain.
Grain. Is it grain? Crops. Crops. Yevul.
Produce.
Tenuva. Vachalom tov. And a good dream. And a good dream, it means that the way of explaining that dream gonna be good. A dream, it depends in how the one that explained the meaning of the dream to you, he explained it to you. If now you had a dream and you don't understand what you dreamt about, so you ask someone, can you solve me that mystery? Can you explain to me? Exactly. Some Yosef. Exactly. And if he is explaining it to you in a good way, telling you that the signs were positive and it means that you're going to have a good year, a success in your business, so you're going to have those. And if he's saying that it's very bad, and something horrible can happen, so it will, chas v'shalom. Means that the result of the dream is according to the way that the man is interprets it. So, I'm going to tell you why. Not because that he is so strong, just because that you're going to be convinced by that. He will tell you horrible things, you're going to be afraid. You're going to be worried. You will not going to know what to do with yourself. And you're going to take the man down and lower and lower. But if he's going to tell you good news, amazing, surprise, so you also going to be cheered up and you're going to be positive in your life and you're going to succeed. It all depends on how that you are taking things. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Melech Tov, a good king, where we learned it from, Dichtiv, because it's written, Palgei Maim, how do you say Palgei?
Streams of water?
Streams of water. Lev Melech Beyad Hashem, the heart of the king is in the hand of Hashem. So, Palgei Maim, it's got two meanings. Palgei Maim, the streams, it means that it can go, it can tilt, it can go to directions. The stream of the water is moving and it's in the hands of Hashem. So if it's in the hands of Hashem, so you should pray on it. That Hashem is going to decide that the king is going to have a good heart. It can be a good heart or a cruel, a bad heart. So it's in the hands of Hashem. So you should pray. Also, Palgei Maim, it's Shibchin Kamaim Libech. You need to pour your heart in front of Hashem like water. Means to pray. So also, you have a hint that you should pray on that. Shana Tova, a good year, Dichtiv, because it's written, Tamid Ene Hashem Elokecha Ba, always the eyes of Hashem, your God, looking at it, at Eretz Israel, Mereshit Hashana, Ve'ad achrit shana, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year, means that Hashem gonna decide what's gonna be the produce of this year. So if it depends on Hashem, we have only one thing to do. Rav Shmuel, what should we do? Pray. Only to pray. This is what we have in this lifetime. To pray and to pray and to pray and to pray. This is it. Chalom tov, a good dream, dichtiv, because it's written, Vatachalimeni, and you Hashem gonna give me those dreams. Vahachayeni. This is how you should read it. Vahachayeni. And revived me. And you're going to heal me. Means that there is that prayer to ask. It's written in Yeshaya. Hashem, please give me my dreams. You are the one that give my dreams. And heal me. Means that you, everything depends on you. So I'm praying on that issue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, Rabbi Avraham. Dream. Yes. Give me a good dream. No. But vahachayeni and revive me, it means cure me. Revive me. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shelosha devarim machriz alehem, three things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmo declare on those. Three things HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling them to come. Ve'eluhen, and those are those three. Ra'av, poverty, hunger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is calling that. You cannot say that it's coming because of nature, because of the luck of the civilians, the people. Ve'sova, and wealth. Also, uparnas tov, and a good leader. Those three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he is bringing them to be. Ra'av, poverty, hunger, where is it coming from? Where we learned it from, that it's only in the hands of Hashem Yitbarach. Dichtiv, because it's written, Ki kara Hashem la'ra'av ve'gomer. Because Hashem himself called the hunger. He brought the hunger. Sova, wealth, dichtiv, because it's written. Ve'karati, Hashem Yitbarach himself is saying, and I called el hadagan ve'hirbeti oto, to those grains, and I multiplied it. Parnas tov, a good leader. Dichtiv, because it's written, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem said to Moshe to say, to tell Am Israel, Re'e karati b'shem Bezalel ve'gomer. Look, I called the name of Bezalel v'chulei. Hashem, he was the one that appointed okay. Bezalel to be the, to have his appointment. Parnas, a leader. From that you need to learn that the Parnasah depends in the leader. How much money you have in your wallet, it depends in your rabbi.
Yeah.
Yes.
In
your
what?
The black in your rabbi. The wealth that you have, it depends in a parnas. Who is the parnas? Parnas, what's a parnas? Manhig. Parnas is a manhig, it's a leader. So now the parnasah depends in the tzaddik, in the leader. Yes. There was one story, I think it was the Rebbe Me'apta, but I'm not sure, I'm sorry to tell you that, I'm not sure. That one time there was a very, very poor person that had to marry his two daughters or something, and he didn't have nothing, a grush to give. And he came to the Rebbe and asked for help. I think it was the Rebbe Me'apta. And he came to him, so the Rebbe Me'apta told him, go to that street in that area, knock on the door of that rich man, tell him that I told you to give you, to tell him to give you 100,000 huge amounts of money to marry two weddings. Oh, thank you very much, Arab. And he went. He's going to that house, knocking on that door. That rich person opened the door. Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. The Rebbe Me'apta, Beli Neder, told me to ask that you're going to give me 100,000 coins. Zug with him like that. Don't understand what it means. The Rebbe Me'apta told you that I'm not working for the Rebbe Me'apta. I'm rich. I respect the Rebbe Me'apta. Everything is good. No one is telling me to give 100,000 coins. I'm not working for no one. And I don't know, the Rabbi Me'abta told me that you're going to give me the money, saying, go away from here, I'm not giving nothing. And he closed the door, went inside, so angry, telling his wife, can't believe it, what it means. I'm honoring the Rabbi Me'abta, and I gave him a lot of charity until today. But what it means that he's sending people, he's forcing me to give, it's my own money. Bottom line, from that day and on, he lost all of his money. He mamash came to Prusat Lechem, Pat Lechem. Mamash had only bread. Mamash, poverty, horrible. All of his business collapsed. And his wife is blaming him, telling him, it's all because of you. You had to give, and the Rabbi Me'abta told you to give. Why you were screaming? What can I do? You're right. They don't know nothing. And she told him, you have to go to the Rabbi Me'abta and to apologize. No, I'm sorry. Before of that, he went down. That poor person came to Rabbi Me'abta and telling him, the Rabbi, he didn't give me nothing. So he told him, all right, go to that house, other house, and tell him that I said that he's going to bring you 100,000 coins. He said, all right. He went to that house, a very poor house. How is it? Delet choreket. Creaky door. He's knocking on the door. A very poor person opens the door. He's telling him, Rabbi Me'abta told me that you're going to give me 100,000 coins. He's saying, all right, welcome. Get inside. Give him a seat. Give him to drink. He's telling his wife, listen, my wife, give me now all of your jewelries, everything. We're selling the candlelights, the pamotim, the silver ones that they had. Everything, we're selling everything. They're selling everything, Rabbi Me'abta said, and they don't have the same amount even at all. And he's saying to him, all right, wait here, don't worry, I'm running, I'm going to bring it. And he's running in all of the city, knocking on all of the doors, and bringing money, and taking loans, and doing whatever he needs to do. Everything to collect that money. In the end of the day, he's bringing 100,000 coins, bring it to him, telling him, here, this is the money, Rabbi Me'abta said, all right, thank you, goodbye. He's going, Baruch Hashem, everything well. So that rich man become to be very poor, and that poor person become to be very, very, very wealthy. So that poor person now, that was rich and now become poor, came to the house of the Rabbi Me'abta to apologize. Knocking on the door, the Rabbi Me'abta said, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, said, look, I'm sorry, I'm apologizing. That day, I was very angry, I couldn't accept it, and still I have that question, why you told me that, why you forced me to give that money? If you would ask, maybe I would give, but why to tell you he's going to give? I couldn't do that. So the Rabbi Me'abta told him, look, in heaven, before that I came to this world, they said that I need to have huge amounts of money. I have to come with a lot of money. And I refused to take it. And I said that I'm not coming to this world with money. So they told me, but they told me that I have to, for my students, for things that I have to do. So I chosen you to deposit my money in your bank account. And when you refused to cooperate with me, so I took my money and I gave it to my student, and now he's loyal. Mm. And from that, and he commanded, the Rabbi Me'abta commanded that rich person to give him parnasah to that poor, enough that he's going to live wealth and good parnasah for the rest of his life, he and his wife. This is it. So like that we said, the money that you have, it's not yours. We heard from the father, Rabbi Zecharia Stern, the father of Rabbi David Chaim Stern, that he was a very rich man. He had windmills in Eretz Israel in the time of the British, of the Britim here in Eretz Israel. He was very, very rich. One time the Chazon Ish said that people have to give huge amounts of tzedakah money because there was a train, a wagon of Jews that they could set them free from the Holocaust, from the hands of the Nazis. And they came and started, the students of the Shlichim of Rabbi Chazon Ish went to ask people, no one gave nothing. They came to him, to Rabbi Zecharia Stern, and they told him, the Chazon Ish said, you have to give that amount, huge amounts of money, to save those. He sold everything that he had. He said, this is the time to close the business. He sold all of his windmills, all of his business, everything. He sold his own house. He sold everything that he had. and they were living in poverty for over 6 months until someone gave him a certain amount of money, and he built himself, rebuilt himself again, brought himself back, took debts on himself and everything. And his son is saying he saved them all. He himself saved all of those, something like 1,000 Jews. He said he saved them all. He sacrificed everything. You need to believe that the money that you have is not belong to you. It belongs to Hashem. It belongs to the. It's not mine to give. He said that, Rabbi Zecharia Stern. He said, my money is not belong to me. Hashem gave it to me, that I'm going to hand it to the poor. So you do have the merit to deal with the money of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's still always the money of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we learned it from those wonderful two words, manhig, a leader, and the word parnas, that the parnasa depends in the leader, in the righteous man. Ra'av, poverty, hunger, where we learned it from, dichtiv, because it's written, ki kara Hashem la'ra'av ve'gomer. Hashem himself called the poverty to come, to the hunger to come. Sova, the wealth. Where we are, we read all of those three. Alright, all of those we finished. Re'e karati ba'atzmi v'shem Bezalel. I called myself in the name of Bezalel. All those three we finished. Baruch Hashem. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, En ma'amidin parnas ala tzibur. You're not allowed to establish, to bring a rabbi that's going to be on the public. Parnas. Ela imken, just only if nimlachim ba'tzibur. Only if you ask the public if they accept him or not. You're not allowed to choose a leader for that city, a governor, a mayor, or something like that. The king is not allowed to choose without consulting with the people of that, with the public. Where we learned it from? Sheneemar, because it says, Re'u, look! Hashem is saying to them, look! He's calling them to check it. Kara Hashem b'shem Bezalel. Hashem called the name of Bezalel. Means, come and look, check, is it okay? He's asking for their permission. Come, check it, tell me. You see, Hashem called Bezalel, is it okay? This was what that happens over there. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said le-Moshe, to Moshe, Moshe, hagun alecha Bezalel, does Bezalel, okay? Cannot be. Cannot be that you're going to use this word okay. Hagun. Acceptable. Loyal.
Worthy.
Worthy. Amar lo, so Moshe answered to him, Ribono shel olam, im lefanecha hagun. If when you're asking me that you're, you know his heart, you know everything about him, he is worthy in your eyes. Lefanai lo kol sheken, isn't it obvious that I will accept him? Amar lo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered to him, Af al pichen, even though that you agreed, lech emor lahem, go tell them. Halach, went Moshe, ve'amar lahem leIsrael, and told them to Am Israel, Hagun alechem Bezalel, will you accept Bezalel on yourself? Is it worthy? Amru lo, so the answer to him, Im lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu lefanecha, and in front of you, Hu hagun, he is worthy, Lefanenu lo kol sheken, isn't it obvious that we're going to accept him also? Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, that he heard from Rabbi Yonatan, Bezalel, the name of Bezalel, Al Shem Chochmato Nikra. We called him Bezalel, named on his wisdom. Besha'a she'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le-Moshe. In the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Lech emor lo li Bezalel. Go tell Bezalel, Aseli mishkan, aron ve-kelim. Go make for me a tent and ark and tools. Halach Moshe, went Moshe, ve'hafach, and he switched the order of making the things. Ve'amar lo, and he told him to Bezalel, Ase Aaron, make an ark, first an ark, ve'kelim, and tools, u'mishkan, and a tent. Hashem told him first to make a tent. Moshe put it last. Amar lo, so Bezalel told Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, my Rebbe, min hagoshel olam, the custom of the world, how the people doing usually things. Adam bone bayit, first of all, the man builds a house, ואחר כך מכניס לתוכו כלים. And only after it, he's entering the tools inside, bringing them in. ואתה אומר, and you're telling me, עשה לי ארון וכלים ומשכן? Make me an ark and tools, and only in the end to make the tent, build a tent, to build a house. כלים שאני עושה, the tools that I'm making, לך נכניסם, where I'm going to bring them into. It's not good to make them and to leave them outside until the den we're going to start working on building the tent. It's not logic. Shema kach amar lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you. He realized that Moshe switched the order. He was wise to realize that. Maybe this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you. Ase mishkan, aron vekelim. Make a tent and then an ark and then the tools. Amar lo, so Moshe told him, Shema betzel el haita. Maybe you were hiding in the shade of Hashem, means that you had divine spirit, that you have Ruach HaKodesh. Maybe you were with Hashem. Ve'yadata, and you knew that. How did you know that? Means that he could see that in his name. Betzalel, Betzel El. He was with Hashem. He had Ruach HaKodesh. He named Betzalel because he was shaded under the shadow, mutzal al yaday Hashem, I say mutzal, shaded by God. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said that he heard from Rav, Yodea haya Betzalel, Betzalel he knew, letzaref otiyot, to bond, to combine the letters, shenivre'u bahen, Shamayim va'aretz, that heaven and earth been created by them. He knew how to create heaven and earth. He was that wise. K'tiv ha'cha, it's written here on Betzalel, v'ymale oto ruach Elohim, that Hashem filled him with divine spirit, bechokhma, in wisdom, bitvuna, in the ability to understand, uvedat, and in knowledge. Uktiv hatam, and it's written over there on heaven and earth in the creation. Hashem bechokhma yasad aretz, Hashem with wisdom created earth. Konen shamayim bitvuna, established the sky with ability to understand, with his wisdom of understanding. Uchtiv, and it's written on creating the sea, Beda'ato, with his knowledge, Tehomot Nivka'u, the depths been opened. So actually you see that Betzalel received those three kinds of wisdom, that Hashem used those three kinds of wisdom to create the world. This is it, Raboisai. Too much, too many lights for one day. Too many lights. I can see Shmuel start to fast and Avran running to the fields. I'm sorry. No, no, no. Too much for you guys.
Rashi?
Rashi, of course. Amazing. Wow, 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 Avram, you started to fast. Maybe Shmuel is going to go to the fields and you're going to fast. Shalom Aleichem. I'd rather that Avram, you're going to fast and Shmuel is going to go to the fields. He's too skinny. He cannot fast no more. There was one man in the generation of Abal Shem Tov, and they brought him to Abal Shem Tov. He was very, very thin, very, very thin. He was fasting for years. He was fasting, and they thought that he is a very righteous man, and they brought him to meet Abal Shem Tov and Mamash. They helped him to walk. He was so skinny, he could Mamash skeleton. And Abal Shem Tov looked at him and told them to the students, what do you brought in front of me? A dead man? go feed him, heal him. After it, I'm going to establish for him a path of tshuva on the fact that he ruined his own body. Hashem doesn't want those fast and much. Hashem wants you to eat, to have power to serve Hashem. In different generation, when you had power, you could fast, and you still, you couldn't even see that the man is fasting for a whole week. You wouldn't see that. But for us, 3 hours without a cookie, we become dizzy. Huh? What's going on? Oh. I'm the righteous man of the generation, probably. I have a Ruach HaKodesh. He thinks that he's dizzy. It's a Ruach HaKodesh. All right, Rashi. Yosef, צריכים רחמים. Three needs mercy. צריכים לבקש רחמים. Need to ask for mercy. שיבואו, that they're gonna come. לפי שהם בידו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, because they're in the hands of הקדוש ברוך הוא. ואין להם רשות לבוא אלא ברשותו. And they don't have no permission to come unless that הקדוש ברוך הוא is allowing that. ראה קראתי בשם. Look, I called in the name. ראה משמע. Look, it means. היש בלבך, תן עיניך בדבר. Can you see that in your heart? In your heart, put your eyes in that thing. לך אמור לו לבצלאל, עשה משכן ארון וכלים. Go tell בצלאל to make the tent, the ark and the tools. שכן הם סדורים בפרשת כי תישא. This is their order in the פרשה כי תישא. ראה קראתי בשם וגומר. Look, I called in the name of בצלאל. את אוהל מועד, the tent, ואת הארון לעדות, and the ark to test for testimony. בכל הפרשה and all the rest of the parasha. ומשה אמר לו, and Moshe told him, עשה ארון וכלים, make the ark first and then the tools, כגון שולחן ומנורה, like the table and the menorah. ואחר כך, and after it, משכן, the tent, the savar le, ri, because the assumption, this is how that ri from בעלי התוספות, he explained it, שכסדר שהם סדורים בויקחו לתרומה אמר לו. That Moshe brought, told בצלאל, like the order that they are written in parash, in ויקחו, how to carry them, the way of carry them in their journeys of Am Israel. אותיות שנבראו בהן שמיים בארץ, the letters that heaven and earth been created by them, על ידי צירופן, by combining them, ובספר יצירה תני להו, and in the book that calls ספר יצירה, book of creation, they brought it, it's written down over there. You can find that book, it's written that it's מיוחס לאברהם אבינו, that אברהם אבינו wrote that book that calls ספר יצירה. Don't worry, even if you're going to read it, you will not going to understand a word. I promise to you, I had that book, I gave it to someone, couldn't understand a word. Don't worry, nothing bad going to happen to you by reading that book. Nothing, you will not going to understand a word.
What? The book is still here.
This is the book, Sefer Yetzirah. You can go to every, not every store, but most of the stores, bookstores, Sefer Yetzirah. Very interesting to have it in your library, in the closet, books closet. Very nice book. Special. Bring blessings into the house. A very good book to have. What? It's written, ומיוחס לאברהם אבינו. It's a tradition that Abraham Avinu wrote.
Why did you take it out of your house?
Different story for a different day. Very good book. No doubt, בעזרת השם, I'm going to buy it again. כל חלום ולא תבת, we didn't came to that yet. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. What's